All right, folks, I'm going to call this meeting of the Little Calumet River Basin Development Commission to order for Wednesday, December 21st, 2022. Please turn your phones off and set them on stun and let's stand for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mrs. Lambert, nice to see you. Please call roll.
Tom Swinsky.
Present.
Tom Delvecchi.
I am present.
Anthony Brodnick.
Present.
Sarah Nimitz. Absent. Dave Castellanos.
Here.
Ron Ware.
Here.
Robert Ochi.
Here.
LaVon Whitaker.
Present.
William Baker.
Here. All right, we have a quorum. Next up is the approval of minutes from our last meeting on November 16, 2022. Any modifications, changes, motions, what say you?
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we go ahead and approve the minutes dated November 16, 2022.
There's a motion there, a second?
Second.
Pick one, Mrs. Lambert. Any discussion? Be there none. We're still on roll call.
Tom
Swinsky? Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick?
Abstain.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Here. Yes. Here. Next up, Chairman's report. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah. We're here because of a $275 million man-made flood control project that if it doesn't get completed and maintained, things like on those green pictures tend to happen in our community. Not a good thing, nor do we ever want to see that again. We're far better prepared now than we were when that happened in 2008, and the focus needs to maintain on why we're here and what we're trying to accomplish. And since we live on a swamp, it's important that we realize that when you put 10 gallons of water in a 5-gallon bucket, there's going to be some issues. We're far better ready for those with the programs in place with the communities throughout the watershed, and look forward to continuing to do that maintenance, catch up on the deferred maintenance, and look forward to trying to benefit the community as a whole. This is a true economic development project, putting at least $4 million every year back into the community by not having mandatory flood insurance along the Little Calumet River. Enough about that good stuff. Moving right along, finance report, we need a approval or a motion on the claims for December 2022.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the revised claims for December 22 in the amount of $1,192,268.36.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
There's a motion to take some discussion. Mr. Repay, remember when we didn't have any money?
Yeah, I do, 2012. Going through the claims really quick, for the largest one by far is the one for the City of Crown Point, reimbursing them for the Sarman Woods drainage project for $508,751.55. We have Wiltshire Excavating, who did our deep river clearing from 51 back through the loop to how 51 wraps around. They're done for the year, so that was $157,000 even. Duperian Corporation, we are actually buying the screen raker. This is the first installment, first payment on that. That is $156,500. That will be ultimately installed by Page Passion. And then we have River Construction, which is the final clearing. I think I remember saying something back in August that we have to finalize some bills and some change orders. That's $44,453.02. We did a mowing at the beginning of November, just before the snow fell for CNH mowing, $27,500. Walker's Lawn Service, which they bill us all at the end for $10,000. And then we added security cameras at both Ironwood and at the Lake Station Rock Ripple. One was $28,264, the other was $27,116. The Highland Parks and Recreation, that was a reimbursement for the trail resurfacing and fixing of the bridge, so now that people won't hopefully fall off. And that was for $42,569.55. Otherwise, if you have questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
All right. Any questions for Mr. Repay about the bills?
have a couple.
Yes, Mr. Broadnix, nice to see you. Welcome back.
In person.
Yes, thank you. Security cameras.
Yes.
Is this the first time installation or repeat or?
First for these areas, we had always asked for them, but Lake Station wasn't quite ready, and Ironwood, I believe the cameras were on back order, but now we're up and running on that. The only ones we're missing at this point are the ones at the Natural Spring. That we're supposed to add two at that location, and that will be it. I can show a demonstration if you'd like to see what the cameras look like. They're pretty good.
One other question on the Grant West Pump Station.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's just me. It seems like we're always doing repairs at Grant. Do we have a issue or the type of pump, or is there a challenge with those? Or?
This is the first that we have for pulling it. We had some electrical issues back there. We've had a lot of, I don't want to say dumping, but those, we did have some dumping that made it through the trash rack that has gotten into the pump. So our goal is ultimately is to fix pump one and two. One is over the hours. It's the lead pump on that area. And then we were going to do pump two. We're going to replace the sump pump, which is completely burnt out for, I think it's $9,000 or so. And then that station will be completely taken care of. The next one will likely go to just check for normal maintenance is Burn North.
And is Martin, I hadn't heard of them. Is that a new company we're working mm-hmm. with? Are they local?
Mm-hmm. Sherrillville.
Sherrillville, okay. Are we still doing work with Glenn?
Glenn still does our monthly maintenance of them.
Okay.
But Glenn doesn't have the capability to just pull apart the pumps and do it. We had worked out with Gasvoda, but Gasvoda is out of Illinois. So you hear some people say, well, we're an Indian company.
Any other questions?
A question about the cameras. How far is the clarity? We actually put a camera up at the springs at Chase Street. Did it actually go down far north to actually detect or?
What I will do, and I'll pull it up later. While you guys are talking, but I'll pull it up and you will see the clarity as to what it can get to it.
Okay.
And as I get more and more experience on it, you can actually draw a box around it and then drill into that number or drill into that image. It's pretty good. Some of them need to be readjusted. They're either moving or.
What's the rollout? Are we like in how long? I mean, I know we got probably a couple of cards in the system, memory cards, whatever, but how long storing it?
I think it's just cloud based, right? It's okay. All cloud. We're paying through Verizon for cloud, so it's all out there.
Okay.
Where the goal is for Ironwood is they can actually catch all the numbers that we spent thousands of dollars doing it. And Lake Station, we have given access to Lake Station police so they can view it more than us. But for us, you'll see it when I show it to you. Maybe not at night, it'll be a little bit difficult. But during the daylight, you can see the level of the river.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to go out there to double check the gauge that you have. You'll be able to visually see it from any point on my computer to see, you know, where it's at.
Yeah.
Right. And that's beneficial.
Yes, sir. Mr. Castellanos.
First of all, I want to compliment you, Dan, for oversteering the spring part. The contractor, Harriet, has done an excellent job. But one of the questions I have that as we go into 2023, I'd like to see some form of minority.
Is this on claims, Dave?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Minority participation on like on some of these big jobs that these contractors are doing. Are they reaching out to minority companies, woman-owned companies, to participate with them? Because I think we have an obligation to engage minority companies, at least in for any of these contracts. So I'd like to know, has any of them on this particular page here have any participation?
Well, I mean, I'm just going to go through this list. That was one. Acton, I would say, is one. Not sure.
Whereas Walker's Lawn Service could be, I don't know about security door. She is the only one that does that stuff. I don't know about Mike or back there, so Metropolitan.
Well, how many contractors are even on this list?
I thought we were talking about approval of claims.
We are.
I just have Grimmer. Grimmer's a contractor.
Right. I just have a question to find out if any of these contractors have any minority participation. That's all I wanted to know. That's all I need.
We're talking about a motion for approval of $1,192,000. That there's nothing that this is not the proper.
Well, I'm sorry, Tom, but this is, I've been asked by a number of people, minority contractors, that they like to participate in the contracts that we do and that we give out to major contractors.
Who
that's just it.
Who is the contractor? Maybe I could help that.
Grimmer, give me an example. Grimmer, for one, he does $44,000. But this company, Wiltshire Excavation,
That's fine. I'd be happy to answer.
Is there a minority contractor that has equipment that Wiltshire has?
I guess there are.
I don't think so.
Oh, yeah.
It's an amphibious.
I have a question related to the claims.
Yeah. Wait, hold on a second. Answer his question so we can move on with the thing. Grimmer has to meet the code of the state of Indiana. So they don't show up, Dave, and there isn't anybody in a particular job, I don't know how to answer that for you. So nobody comes in and asks that particular general contractor for particular work having to do with the job that shows on this claim sheet, how do you answer that question?
The only thing I can just say, find out that these particular contractors that we sign a contract with, that's over a certain $25,000, $30,000, they're at least supposed to show that they reached out and asked minority companies to participate. That's it. And that's by state law.
Okay.
And that's just it. So I don't have any problem with the claims or with the work that these individuals are doing. It's just the fact that there are people in the community are coming to me and asking me they would like to participate and that they've reached out and they're not being included. In one company involved, DNR out of Gary. Give you an example.
If I can just add some, I'll just brief clarity here.
Sure.
What you said is to have to be involved by state law. There are services and then there are contracts. Grimmer bid, that was our Culver Cleaning and Austin bid, which is the Crown Point one for Sarma Woods. All the other ones are service related. Lem wasn't a bid. It was just a service agreement. So a lot of these are service agreements. I don't think they fall under what you're saying. But if you have contractors that are interested, as I've said to everyone, I know Levon gave me someone that does Vector trucks, and we just have to make sure that you're licensed, bonded, and insured.
Right.
That's the key component in all of this, because we ultimately want to be protected. If they're on the levy and someone falls in, that we're not on the hook. So if you've got someone, send them. We always look for people, and there's plenty of stuff out there.
Thank you.
It's been consistent for a long time, Dave. Okay.
Thank you.
So anybody else have questions on the claims?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Gazdecki.
Dan, regarding Lake County Parks and the reimbursement of $15,000 for the tree program.
Yes.
I see the backup, but I'm having a little bit of difficulty understanding it. I see $11,240, for tree purchase and then installed labor of $7,300. Do we have a maximum that we were going to give them?
Right. The maximum was 15. The whole ask that they had for us was like $75,000. And I said, we're not doing $75,000 worth of tree planting through Cherville, Maryville, and I think it was Crown Point. So we capped it at 15. Generally, it's capped at 10. But since they were planting, I think it was 5 miles of trees, and they were getting they had other money, they got postal money, they got all kinds of other money.
And then the Lackinac, the Erie Lackinac Trail repavement portion. Was that was agreement I'm sure we must have come up with?
We did. So Highland paved all their areas. They came to our bridge that's located over there by the pipeline corridor, by the Wendy's, by the visitor center, and that ramp needed some serious help. Not to mention those of you that do biking and walking in that area, there was an area that you could gone off into the river. So they built up a retaining wall, which was the cost of what it would
be. I remember. Thank you for.
If you go from Kennedy Avenue, you would head south along the utility corridor.
Anything else, Mr. Gazdecki?
No, thank you, Dan.
Mr. Ochi.
I have one just maybe a point of clarification, Dan. On the Natural Spring project we just completed, I see repeating costs for water testing. Are we maintaining that?
Yes. So what happens sometimes is during the course of us testing it, it comes up as a positive. And through IDM standards, you have to go out there and repeat test. Sometimes you got to take three samples. And then that's part of Sheehy as well, because it came up as positive. And we're like, it can't be positive. So Sheehy's got to do a level one assessment, which in essence, they have to do a site. They have to do a site assessment to find out where the water's coming from. Well, the water's coming from the earth. So I don't know how you're going to do that. So we have to do it. These are IDEM mandated. If something comes up as a positive.
So that's going to be on the County River Basin Commission to do going forward?
Correct. We've been doing it for 5-6 years. Sometimes when it is either very warm or different circumstances in the environment, it'll come up as a positive. So then we just have to go back out there and test it again.
Anything else, Mr. Ochi?
No.
Any other questions, Mr. Ware?
Chairman. Dan, the Duperron Corporation for the screen breaker, first installation, what is the total cost of the equipment?
$650.
So it would be four payments, or you look at.
I think they wanted 20% down or some 25% down until it's signed off and dealt with, and then our engineers have to sign off on their completion of it. I think it's $650, but I can look real quick.
Okay.
But we chose to purchase it as opposed to giving it to the contractor to mark up on us.
So we're just going to pay it all off after they put it in, right?
When it's delivered. When it's been delivered to us.
Because it's just the equipment. So we just got to find out where to drop it off.
Right. Yep. And then I have one more question. The American Structure Point, $8,000 for the engineering oversight. Northcott Avenue traffic counts. Are we keeping traffic counts now on Northcott?
Some folks were interested in seeing what the traffic count was before the bridge was closed and after the bridge was closed. So we now have an idea of what the number of total cars and trucks go through there. And
we're sure it was all the
yeah, so it was down for construction. Yeah, it was down for construction. So we took traffic counts when everything was down. And then when we got reopened, we waited 2 weeks and then the traffic count.
And that's a one-time payment?
That's it.
And that guy have given you that report?
They have.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
One more. Dan, would you do me a favor?
Yes.
Don't you, or do you feel that we should add the acquisition of the equipment for the Raker project to Project Tracker?
Is it not on there?
I can add it.
Just tell me, we wanted this for fashion. Is this as a contractor, but not the rigger?
Not the equipment.
Not the equipment. Should be separate. Yeah.
Right. I'm trying to share the camera, and I know I can do it, but technology is weird.
Yes. It's money. It's not really a project.
Any other questions on the claims? Either none, there's a motion and a second. This is Lambert.
Tom Schlitzky.
Yes.
Tom Gazdecki?
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Moving right along, Mr. Repay, Executive Director's Report / Project Tracker. What's going on in the field?
We alluded to some of these. Grand Street Pump Station, we're rebuilding or fixing and updating pump one, make sure the bearings are all working, the impellers in fine working order and it's properly greased. So we're going to do that with pump one and pump two. Likely you'll see pump two next meeting.
How much is the sump pump in that particular pump station?
$9,000 for a brand new one.
And those run pretty consistently in all our pump stations. I mean, we have a PM thing, so we're not changing three of them when it's raining out.
The way all stations are set up that we have is pump station is primary. If it can hold it, we would rather burn the sump pump out than the larger pumps. But at Grant West in particular, it deals with all the water going back to Ridge Road on both sides of Grant Street. So a lot of times that first pump gets engaged in the thing and bypasses the sump. The sump's working, but number one's really doing a lot of work. Then two comes on, three's the third lag. So first is
now. We talked about some of the sump stations. I mean, some of the pump stations, the sump runs more than the big pumps themselves.
Yes.
So I don't know if this fits into those because I still haven't got that down yet.
This isn't the one. All right. First South would be probably the best scenario I can think through. And so would Marshalltown.
Right. It's just to ID those and on the overall PM plan to have those kind of flag for replacement after however many hours they run, you know. So we already have a good read on that, but let's not wait till they break, because then it's going to be on a slow ship and we're going to have some issues.
And that's why we're trying to do it the wintertime.
Yeah.
When they're trying not to be as needed as much.
Well, we've done this before. All right, thank you.
I'm sorry, I was trying to get my little cameras working. We've had plenty of meetings to try. They work on my screen. I don't know how to share them. Griffith, Gary, Lomar, we've met with Army Corps folks from both the Chicago Division, the West Virginia Division, Cincinnati, the headquarters of both FEMA and Region 5. It's now, there's some questions, and it's really left up to the city of Gary as to how they want to move forward on the application. So there's some questions from FEMA on the application, and the city now needs to answer those questions. And you get into the weeds on some of them, and some of them are highly technical, but they need to be certified. And we're just waiting. We'll be an ally and a partner as far as what we can accomplish in this process. As winter comes, our animal activity has increased. Also, unfortunately, so has fly dumping that has occurred. We're going to have plenty of, you know, people with dumpsters, which we do have a list of folks in our office. We'll be cleaning up a lot of mess that has occurred over the last month and a half. People breaking lots, people breaking down barriers and just dumping freely. As pointed out, the natural spring is complete. I know Levon has brought up the fact about the lights not working. I sent an email about the lights not working. They said that they were working. So if you're telling me they're not, then they got to prove, I guess, that they are. Heart ditch bank stabilization going along well. You've seen some pictures. Paul has been out there on a regular basis as well, taking pictures and documenting. And he's pleased with the work. Sarman Woods, approximately 25% complete. If you want to go take a look out there, it's just digging a large hole and no pickleball being involved. So that's a good thing. We're in negotiations with North Township and Hammond for the real estate. And the Army Corps, all the Army Corps property that is required is in condemnation. So we have court dates set up. I'm sure those will be continued, but nonetheless, we have done what we needed to do. And then the Army Corps has credited us almost everything but 12 parcels that we've submitted back in March. We expect an email tomorrow to approve everything else. And then I've met with several communities about future projects that they have in line in the future that you may be seeing applications for. That's really it. And Merry Christmas. If I could really.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Repay. Any questions for Mr. Repay? What's going on in the field?
Just one quick question, Mr. Chair.
Mr. Whitaker.
Then, just for the public edification, with Gary Griffith Lomar, can you identify the location?
The general location is I-65, and it's just general, so that might be Dover Tech, I-65 to the railroad tracks that are just located to the east of Klein Avenue. And I can put it up on, I got the visual if you want me to do that. Is that something you want to do?
I'm content.
All right. I'm so excited. So,
question, Mr. Repay?
Yes.
Are you done, Mr. Whitaker? Yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mr. Brunden. Can you reach out to the chair?
These 12 parcels, this is the NBN for Army Corps with respect to our project?
Yeah, these are the NBN. So the NBN is the two mob properties, and which are the Hammond Clinic and the gentleman by the name of Ingram, who his parents own the property. He has several siblings. It's a little bit difficult to get a sign off by that, so the court really have to do that. And then the Indot property, which, as I stated, I believe in our work study session, is that we got late word from the title company that we may have enough to allow us to get the proper. Yeah,
but going forward after this, the only engagement with the Corps would be our annual inspections.
Correct. And we're actually very excited about potentially having a signing ceremony so that we could have a document that says this is completely closed. And I've suggested it to the Corps.
That's outstanding.
I've already picked the location. We're going to do it at the Visitor Center, which is the most immediate adjacent structure I can do. And I was going to invite all the colonels that are involved, that ever were involved.
A cocktail.
Are they all still alive?
What is it, like 20 of them now? That would make five.
I've been through five. So, yeah. So, from Quarles to Drummond to.
They love ceremonies.
They were excited about it. And I was excited about it, so they could sign the document and we could be done.
With flags and the whole
thing. You can have whatever you want. Because this would be the end. Our only interaction would be annual inspections.
Can you believe that?
We have no other projects to do.
I'll believe it when I
say. Absolutely.
And that's why I'm so.
That's why there's a ceremony.
It's all about pomp and circumstance.
You know what? I'm not for a lot of ribbon cuttings, but I'll be here for this one.
Thank you.
So going from $19 million in the red to where we are now, they still owe us some money too. So,
any other questions for Mr. Repay? Twice. All right, moving right along. Next up is other issues, new business.
Yes, Mr. Chair. I'd like to make a motion to approve a memorandum of understanding with the Indiana Department of Natural Resources for the management and maintenance of the Holbrook Marsh Mitigation Site for the period of January 1st, 2023 through June 30th, 2023, in an amount not to exceed $13,620, pending review by our chairman, executive director, and legal.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repay, doesn't seem like a very long time.
The state of Indiana, DNR, can only do certain lengths of contracts. The next one you'll see is probably in April or May for a two-year cycle. This is something that we've been dealing with and discussing for a long time. Ultimately, this is the Holbrook mitigation site. And we have to make sure that it's kept to the standards that we that they require. The good news is one of our board members will be doing that work. So I have good faith and knowledge of that. I know Andrew and Laura are on the call, but I told them they don't need to talk because it's Christmas and we're going to try to get out of here as soon as possible. So as long as I don't misspeak, they won't jump in.
All right, so there's a motion. Is there a second discussion? And this is 345 acres, correct?
Correct.
All right, any other questions? Motion is second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Schinske.
Yes.
Tom Gostecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brudnick.
Yes.
Dave Castellano.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Oshie.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I move to approve the fourth addendum to the leaf compost agreement with the Lake County Solid Waste Management District, extending the agreement for an additional 3 years, pending review by the chairman, executive director, and legal.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Second. Mr. Repay.
Long-term partnership with Lake County Solid Waste. Folks that are serviced by Lake County Solid Waste with the leaf program take their leaves there, they compost them, and this is just to extend it.
So this is good. So this is the reason for the season. How much is this contract worth?
$1,100
a year. Okay, good. Reason for the season.
Is that right?
Working together. Any questions for this? This is going out at what, Burr and...
This is 35th and Chase.
35th and Chase.
One quick comment, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
The actual agreement, first in last paragraph, it says November in the agreement. So I assume it'll be signed in December.
They got it to us.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's it.
It's for leaves.
All right, there's a motion and a second. Anything else?
No.
There you go. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Vazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. Moving right along.
Mr. Chairman, I want to make a motion to approve the 2 year funding for the Lake County Parks. Second year funding for Lake County Parks Department, Little Calumet Conservation Collaborative, Phase 2 Wetland Watershed Project, in the amount of $229,871, pending review by the chairman, the executive director, and legal, and final execution of an interlocal agreement.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Repay.
I'm not going to repeat the title.
Who came up with that?
Yeah. I think they did. And so this is the second year they applied for the application. The first year they showed what they've done. They've come in and given presentations. This is the second year ask for the monies that they're looking for to finish out this project. And then ultimately we'll have to find an agreement to keep it up as to all their work that they've done, so it doesn't go back to what it was when they started it.
Correct. This is just along what, MLK and up by Klein Avenue?
Three general areas, right off Klein Avenue at the Rookery, the Grant Street Marsh area, which is between Grant and Chase, inside the river, and then between Martin Luther King and Georgia Street, south of the expressway. There's some, it's not explicitly, but that's the most part. There are some areas north of the expressway in that area that they're pursuing. I know they work with Bethune Elementary on some things as well, Hatcher Pavilion. So but for the most part, to keep it simple, that's where it's at.
Thank you. Any other questions? A motion and second. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszynski.
Yes.
Tom Vazdecki.
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick.
Yes.
Dave Castellanos.
Yes.
Ron Ware.
Yes.
Robert Ochi.
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker.
Yes.
William Baker.
Yes. All right, moving right along. Next up is statements to the board from the floor. If you'd like to help us make sure something like that doesn't happen again from 2008, please come up to the microphone, state your name and address, and let's go. All right, gentlemen. Going once, going twice. Not going to happen. All right, we'll close that. Bring it back up to the board. Making statements, Mr. Castellanos.
How about first? Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, wow, it's good. Well, first of all, I'd like to compliment Dan and staff for getting the spring park finished. I think it's fantastic, and it's a great asset to the community in Northeast Indiana. But as I end this today, I'd like to wish everybody a very Merry Christmas, a very nice and safe Hanukkah, and a good and great, let's see, called Eid al-Fitr, which is a Muslim holiday, to everybody to be safe and kind. And for those who are less fortunate, to please reach out to them and lend them an helping hand. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Ochi.
No, not really much to say, but Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. Dan and Jody, thank you again for keeping us on point for this year. Great job as always.
Thank you, Mr. Brodnick.
Thank you to the public for all your support and input. And guidance at times. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I'd love to echo what Mr. Castellanos said about Spring Park. And as well, it wasn't too long ago that we finished the Lake County Rock Ripple. And I just want to highlight some of the, you know, transformative projects that we're working on. And just for the public record to say that these are the types of things that we can do, even living in a swamp. So we're trying to make the swamp a little bit prettier. So I thank everybody for their support with these types of projects.
Thank you, Mr. Gazdecki.
Oh, I'd like to echo the comments of my commissioners down the row here. I think we've accomplished a lot. I'm proud to serve on the commission. I think we, even though we don't always agree on everything, I think we strive to make the community a better place for everyone. And I know that we operate very lean. And Jody and Dan, thank you for all your efforts. And Attorney Wickland and fellow commissioners and general public, Merry Christmas. Safe and happy 2023.
Excellent. Mr. Wyszulinski.
Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and thanks again, Joey and Dan, and look forward to a very productive 2023.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It's been a pretty eventful year, I would say. I think we got a lot of things accomplished, especially the real estate. So thanks to Jody and Dan for staying on top of that. And the fellow commissioners as well as the general public. I certainly also want to thank Dan for taking a look at the public safety aspect of things as well. It's much appreciated picture and really will give us a lot of information with the level in the river as well. So thank you for being forward thinking and having the foresight to pursue keeping the public safety side of things intact. I think that's going to go a very long way with so many people that, take advantage and gain access to the levy. I think it's going to be a great benefit for us. Best wishes to everyone during this time of the year. I know sometimes it's a hard time of the year for a lot of people. You lost family members and loved ones, and so definitely best wishes to everyone. Pray that everyone has a safe and prosperous end of the year and new year as well. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Ware. Echo the rest of the commissioner's comments about all the hard work and support. Dan, Jody, and Dave, for myself, and I'm sure for the rest of the board, we all feel the same way. To echo Commissioner Gazdecki's comments, I sit on a number of different entities, and this one is a great board. A lot of diversity, a lot of input, and trying to do what's best for the residents within the watershed. Proud to be part of it. Wish everyone a happy Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Safe and prosperous New Year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mr. Wicklund, anything to add?
Nothing to add.
How about you, Mrs. Lambert? I'd like to hear you speak.
Merry Christmas to everyone.
I was able to get the camera to work.
Well, you know what? You're interrupting the young lady.
Happy holidays to everyone.
Thank you. Yes, Mr. Repay.
I
mean, really? All right, this is the camera.
What's it look?
I was really excited.
Okay.
This is Ironwood Park.
And what about
Mr. Whitaker? This is for you. So this is the view. Is this you okay?
Absolutely.
Did you zoom in on that one stick out there and see if I can see what it says?
Which one? That one?
Yeah, that. Is that a NIPSCO thing?
I can get it.
To the immediate east, what I don't like at Ironwood Park recently, I wrote about it Monday, I think, they open up a trail that you can drive through.
Hey, but before we end, Bill, what do you have to say?
Just wait.
Oh, I did mine at an executive already. But, thank you very much. I'll do it again. So, happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas. I'm appreciative of this. We do great things with some cool people. The focus needs to continue to stay on point and look forward into the next year, making sure that we can improve this part of Indiana. Thank you.
Very good.
So moving right along, sorry, I'm doing something else. Next meeting is Wednesday, January 18th. Check the website as it relates to where, if any modifications. And I'll entertain a motion to end this calendar year for the Little Calumet River Basin Development.
So moved.
Second. And a second. Mrs. Lambert, we get to do one more roll call this year.
Tom Schlitzky?
Yes.
Tom Gostecki?
Yes.
Anthony Brodnick?
No.
Dave Cascolano?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Ochi?
Yes.
LeVon Whitaker?
Yes.
William Baker?
Yes. Thank you very much, everybody. Enjoy the holiday.
I got my cameras to work, but I don't